It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Looking to score a touchdown at your Super Bowl party? It's all about the snacks. While nachos and sliders are popular game day favorites, when it comes to quarterbacking the buffet, there's one dish on the must-have list: hot wings. Buffalo wings are the quintessential game-time favorite. They have nothing to do with a buffalo, but they have a lot to do with a restaurant in Buffalo, New York. The first plate of wings was served in 1964 at a family-owned establishment in Buffalo called the Anchor Bar. Just like the original, I use Frank's Red Hot to add a fiery kick to my chicken wings. A spicy mixture of butter and hot sauce, this bright orange sauce couldn't be any easier to whip up and is finger-licking good. The wings can be grilled, baked, or fried. It's really up to you. But personally, I prefer the smoky flavor that a grill imparts. Plus, it's less mess in the kitchen on a busy game day. When seasoning the wings for a grill, I like to add cayenne for an extra kick. Grill to perfection and then toss in the buffalo sauce until well coated. The classic accompaniment is blue cheese dressing. It's really easy to make a homemade blue cheese dressing with ingredients you already have on hand: mayonnaise, sour cream, white wine vinegar, and blue cheese. The blue cheese dressing can be made up to 3 days in advance. Store covered in the refrigerator until ready to serve. Feel free to substitute a bottled blue cheese dressing if you are short on time. The finishing touch is carrot and celery sticks, both which provide a cooling crunch. Hope your team wins! This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.